And the Word became flesh and lived among us. The greatest cosmic power became human so that God could be closer to us and we could be closer to God. Today we rejoice that God is tangible, that God walked among us fully God, fully human. We rejoice that God chose to be with us all those years ago at Christmas and remains with us now. When I was a kid, I was super afraid of the dark, like terrified. And if I'm being honest, I'm still a little afraid of the dark. When I come home late at night alone, I'm quick to call someone on the phone before I get into the house. I'm a big fraidy cat. And if Adam wasn't light sensitive, I'd probably still sleep with the bathroom light on and the door cracked. Darkness is scary because we never know what's lurking there. But it's often not that physical darkness that really gets us, that really scares us. It's wondering if we're going to fail. It's wondering when our anxiety is going to flare up, when that grief from the loss of a loved one will bubble up after all of those years. It's worrying over your child's safety, the uncertainty of how essential bills are going to get paid by the end of the month. It's the constant fighting with a spouse or a new divide between you and an old friend. It's the depression that you just can't shake. It's doubting if your sister will ever make it through that round of chemo. We all know darkness in some shape or form. And so John tells us the story of Jesus' birth, not through Mary and Joseph, not through a miraculous pregnancy, but through poetry. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. God became flesh and lived among us. Jesus was the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus brings us the light. And we're told that the darkness cannot overcome it. We're reminded that no matter what darkness we're living in, that God is bigger, that the light of Christ will not be overcome. Because Christ is powerful, because light is powerful. Robert Louis Stevenson, he's the author of the classic books Treasure Island. He grew up in 19th century Scotland. And as a boy, he was intrigued by the work of the lamplighters, the people who went around with a ladder and a torch, and they set all the street lights ablaze each night. And one evening, as he stood watching with fascination, his parents asked, "Robert, what in the world are you looking at out there?" "Look at that man. He's punching holes in the darkness." Only a future author would use words like that. He's punching holes in the darkness. What power each of us carry within us. That the light of Christ resides in us, that we get to choose how to use it, how we transform the darkness of our lives and the darkness of others' lives with the light of Christ. One small step at a time. When we send a card to someone who needs a pick-me-up, when we prioritize our family and friends and put down our phones and share a meal together, we punch holes in the darkness. When we mentor kids or we provide food for the food bank, we punch holes in the darkness. When we advocate for reliable ferries and transportation so that people can get to work, we punch holes in the darkness. Because Jesus changes everything. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. So let us shine the light of Christ in our world. Let us punch holes in the darkness. Amen.